This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A legal double jolt for U.S. President Donald Trump, as two close associates found themselves answering to U.S. federal prosecutors. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Within minutes of Air Force One leaving for West Virginia, the hits came fast in Manhattan.
Michael Goen pled guilty to 8 felony charges.
And suburban Washington.
Mr. Manafort is disappointed.
The president's former lawyer cutting a plea deal and implicating him in a hush money scheme. His former campaign chief convicted of 8 felonies. Just after landing in Charleston, the president had little to say about Cohen, but blasted the Manafort verdict, the first to come at a trial stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe.
This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And on the heels of the legal woes of the two Trump associates, a U.S. senator from the state of Massachusetts is now pushing a set of reforms to address government corruption. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren's package includes new limits on lobbying, rules for governing financial holdings, disclosures by officials, and transparency measures. The commander of United States Forces Korea is shedding more light on the suspended joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. General Vincent Brooks said the joint drills in recent years were used to pressure North Korea to engage in diplomatic talks.
Broadly, I would characterize this as a period of time where we've successfully used the military instrument to help set conditions for diplomatic engagement to take root and take effect.
Some security analysts have voiced concern that suspending the exercises would have a long-term detrimental impact on the combined forces' ability to work in unison as new troops are constantly rotating in. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. National Security Advisor